بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت طائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون. ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤده إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤده إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما. ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين.
A section of the people of the book say, believe in the revelation that was sent down to the believers in the morning and reject it in the last part of the day, that they may return, and believe and trust none but those who follow your religion. Say, true guidance is the guidance of Allah. Just because someone must receive a revelation like the revelation that you have received, or he may have an argument against you in the presence of his Rabb. Say, all grace is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. He grants it to whomsoever he pleases, and Allah Ta'ala's grace extends over all things, and he's all-knowing. He chooses for his mercy whomsoever he pleases, and Allah Ta'ala is one of grace unabounding. One of the strategies some Jews had thought of was, some of us will accept Islam in the morning. We will accept Islam, impressing upon the Muslims that we are people that are unbiased and we are not prejudiced, and then at the end of the day we will turn away from Islam. These people, that is the believers, may think that these people are an unprejudiced class of people, so they saw some good in Islam, therefore they accepted Islam. But then when they seen Islam deeply, they found that there were some discrepancies and inconsistencies, hence they turned away. So this will shake up their beliefs and they perhaps may turn away from Islam. So this was a strategy that they had thought of. And further they said, that in the strategy of yours, when you're applying it, then you must not trust, believe in anybody except those that follow your religion. If you are going to disclose your true intentions before the believers, obviously, then this strategy will not work. So you need to be trusting only those who follow your religion, that they may know that this is just a strategy. It is not real that you have accepted their faith. So Allah Ta'ala teaches the believers, innal huda huda Allah. True guidance is the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. These strategies and this type of treachery and conniving will not work, because guidance is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. When it is in His hands, then you cannot turn away people from guidance. It is Allah Ta'ala that gives guidance, and thereafter He preserves the guidance in the hearts. So these plans and these treachery and this strategies of yours will not work, will be of no avail. And really they do this type of backdoor business and this treachery and cheating, why they do it, these double standards, just on account of the jealousy that someone must receive the revelation like what they have got. They have got a revelation from Allah Ta'ala, and because the believers also received a revelation, so this was too much for them. But why is it that these people also have a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why aren't we the exclusive class? So that feeling of exclusivity and that ancestral pride had the better of them, they were consumed by this, and as a result they were distracted from the true path. قُلِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ So say that grace, all grace is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. He grants it to whomsoever He pleases. And His grace extends over all, and He's all-knowing. And He chooses for His mercy whomsoever He pleases. And Allah Ta'ala is abounding in grace. The grace is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. It is not in your hands. It is not because of an ancestral lineage that you are getting this grace. It is only because of His grace, because of His favor. So when it is in His hand, then the right thing is to ask for His grace, rather than claiming that you are deserving the grace. Then you will need to beg and plead for Him for His grace. Because He selects as He pleases, not because of your ancestry, not because of your lineage and pride, not because of you being a certain class that you get the grace, because of His mercy that you get the grace. When it is because of the mercy that you get the grace, then ask Him and beg Him of His grace. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَتَأَمَّنُهُ بِقِنْطَارِ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ Then they are amongst the people of the book. There is a class of people, if you entrust them with the hordes of gold, they will readily repay it to you. And there are those, if you entrust them with a single dinar, they will not repay it to you unless you stand constantly demanding. This is because they say that we are not responsible in keeping our pledges with the believers, with the illiterates. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ And they say a lie about Allah Ta'ala, and they know what they are doing is wrong. Why not? Man awfa bi ahdi, whoever fulfills his pledges with Allah Ta'ala, with people, and is righteous, then Allah Ta'ala loves such righteous people. This was another treachery, another plan that they had made of. There are two classes in the people of the book, those that were true, honest, and God-fearing, like Abdullah bin Salam, radiyallahu anhu. So you can trust them, you can rely on them. When they were honest with Allah Ta'ala, they saw the truth in Islam, so they moved away from Judaism, came into Islam. So hence, when their concern about the rights of people is so great, that if you give them anything, they will readily repay it. Whenever asked, they will give it to you. If you are entrusting anything with them, and whenever you need it, they will return it back to you readily. So this is that God-fearing class of people that are fearing Allah Ta'ala. So if they are entrusted, then they will see to it that they return their trust whenever they are asked for. And then you get those people that don't have that fear of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. When they don't have that fear in the hearts of Allah Ta'ala, then if you entrust them with a single dinar, then they are not the ones to return it to you unless you remain constantly demanding it from them. And this is because they say that we are not answerable to keep our pledges with the illiterates, that is, with the believers. And this is a lie that they speak against Allah Ta'ala, and they know what they are doing is wrong. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَإِيمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا Those who sell away the pledges of Allah Ta'ala and their promises and their oaths, they sell away the pledges of Allah Ta'ala and their oaths for a small price. For them will there be no share in the comforts of the hereafter, nor will Allah Ta'ala speak to them with mercy, nor will He look at them with grace, and nor will He cleanse them. For them is a grievous, grievous punishment. They sold away their pledges, their oaths. When they undertake pledges and promises, oaths in the name of Allah Ta'ala, so they readily take these oaths to gain some type of a material advantage, then they don't hesitate in taking oaths, and they don't hesitate in taking pledges and promises. But these pledges and promises are just acts of convenience, like we see in most Western countries in this day and time. Promises and pledges, covenants mean nothing. It is just a thing of convenience. When it is convenient for them, they will honor their promises. When it's not to their convenience, they will break them. So they don't have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will cause them to respect and honor their pledges. أُولَٰئِكَ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ For them is there no share of the comforts in the hereafter, nor will Allah ta'ala speak to them with mercy, nor will He look at them with grace. وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ In fact, they are so blatant, these people. How can you ever have any expectation in them? You can't have any hopes in them that they can ever come to their right. Because there is a section amongst them that distort the book of Allah Ta'ala with their tongues. When they recite, then they distort. Sometimes it is the word that they distort. They mutilate and change the word. Like the predictions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are contained in the Torah and the Injil. So they have deleted it deliberately. Sometimes they distort it with their tongues, give a misinterpretation, they misconstrue things. So sometimes it is words they delete, and sometimes it is that they misconstrue things when they recite the book that you may think it to be of the book, whereas it is not part of the book. And they say, after all this distortion, this misconstruing and misinterpreting, after all this they say, this is from Allah, and whereas it is not from Allah Ta'ala, and they say a lie about Allah Ta'ala, and they know what they are doing is wrong. They know that there's going to be a severe consequence, but their minds have been so blocked off from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness and the awareness of Allah ta'ala, that they don't hesitate in distorting, changing, misinterpreting the meanings and the words of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after all this distortion, all this changing, all this misinterpreting, yet they got the heart to say, all this is from Allah ta'ala. Understand, these people have become so blatant, so don't have any hopes in them for them coming back onto the path.